Good morning, and what an absolutely fantastic way to begin our worship. Thank you very much to the choir. We are here this morning to celebrate the risen Christ, and it's wonderful to see so many of you here with us this morning. And I hope we do have a great time of celebration together. The order of service has a number of intimations. I'm not going to highlight very many, apart from just to mention that we do have Messy Church this coming Thursday afternoon at 3:30 along in the Kirk Centre. And Messy Church isn't just for children, it's for all ages, it's for everyone. So if you want to come along, please do come along. The real rule is that children must be accompanied, but we are quite like adults to be accompanied too. So if you do want to come along, please come and join us. We'll continue our celebrating of Easter then. There are daffodils everywhere this morning, and it would be really lovely if by the time everyone leaves at the end of the service that many of them have gone as well. So if you would like to take the daffodils that are in front of you away with you at the end of the service, please feel free to do so. You'd be very, very welcome to them. There is creche through in the hall if any of the little ones do want to go through there, but please don't feel you have to. I'm hoping the service this morning is for everyone. And but if you do want to go through, please go through, but come back towards the end of the service because we're going to have a little bit of fun and I don't think you want to miss that bit. In the haunting before dawn, the tomb lies empty. The early morning ribbons of mist fade. Heaven has had a restless night. Holy risen one, we gather this day rejoicing, proclaiming the resurrection, we share the joy of Easter. Accept all that we bring before you today. Accept our worship, we pray. We stand to sing together 410 in your hymn books. Jesus Christ is risen today.
Our joy and fun's holy day.
Let's come to God in prayer. God of laughter, you fooled us all. We thought you had given up on Jesus when he died on the cross. We thought death was the end of everything. But you raised Jesus from the dead. How we do not know, but we are so happy that you did. Thank you. Jesus lives today and every day. Jesus is here among us, within us, right here, right now. How, we don't know, but we are happy he is. Thank you. God, you fooled us all. You fooled those who thought that they had the power over life and death. You fooled those who thought that death would bring an end to Jesus and his good news. You fooled them and us, and today we laugh with you. Today, as we celebrate the risen Christ, help us to be filled with joy and laughter, glad to worship the God of life. Let our laughter spread beyond our buildings. Let it be heard in every home. Let it travel abroad, far and wide, till all the earth is filled with laughter. Love has conquered death. Love wins. So be it. Amen.
The lesson today is going to be taken from John chapter 20. It's going to be done in two parts, 1 to 10 and 11 to 18. You can find that on page 144 of your pew Bibles. The empty tomb. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the entrance. She went running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They've taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." Then Peter and the other disciple went to the tomb. The two of them were running, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and saw the linen wrappings, but he did not go in. Behind him came Simon Peter, and he went straight into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth which had been round Jesus' head. It was not lying with the linen wrappings, but was rolled up by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. They still do not understand the scripture, which said that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back home. Here endeth the lesson.
1 look. That's all it took. 1 look. And I knew beyond all doubt that God was at work, that Jesus was alive. I should have known it sooner, of course, for he told us to expect it often enough. But when the hammer blow fell, we simply couldn't see beyond it, tears blinding our minds as well as our eyes. It was when Mary came bursting in, beside herself with excitement, that the mist started to clear, that his words about death and resurrection came flooding back, rekindling a flame that had all but been extinguished. I ran then as I'd never run before, hope lending wings to my feet, heart pounding within me, not just from exertion, but from the emotion that had taken hold of me, the curious mixture of fear and exhilaration. I wanted so much to believe that it was true, only I was afraid it might be a cruel hoax, or fancy of imagination, a trick of the mind, or worse, of our cruel enemies. But when I went to the tomb and found the abandoned grave clothes, then I knew, and my spirit soared in jubilation. He was not there. He had risen just as he had promised, death not able to have the final word. And suddenly, everything fitted into place. The heartache, the hurt, the humiliation, it was all meant to be. All a part of God's sovereign promise. Where we had been in darkness, he had brought light. Where there had been death, now there was life. Everything was turned around, transformed, renewed, sharing in the wonder of resurrection. 1 look. That's all it took. One look, and life was changed forever. We're now going to sing the next one in order of service. In Christ Alone.
Second reading, Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. That's verses 1 to 18. Mary stood crying outside the tomb. While she was still crying, she bent over and looked into the tomb and saw two angels there dressed in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and the other at the feet. "Woman, why are you crying?" they asked her. She answered, "They've taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they've put him." Then she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. "Woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who is that you're looking for?" She thought he was a gardener, so she said to him, "If you took him away, sir, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and said in Hebrew, "Rabboni." This means teacher. "Do not hold on to me," Jesus told her, "because I have not yet gone back up to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them that I am returning to him who is my Father and their Father, my God and their God." So Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that she'd seen the Lord and related to them what he had told her. Here endeth the lesson. May God's word touch your heart so that you understand it.
I was shattered at the time, inconsolable. It was as though the bottom had fallen out of my world and there was nothing left to live for. How could they do that to him, I asked myself? How could they destroy someone so loving and gentle, so caring and so good? Yet they had. I'd seen it myself. I'd watched as he drew his last agonized breath, and it was dreadful, more terrible than I can ever describe. It wasn't just the pain he went through, though that was awful enough. It was the isolation of it all, standing there before Pilate, alone, forsaken by his friends, one man against the might of an empire, groaning under the lash of the whip, alone. No one to offer him comfort, no one to bathe his wounds, hanging upon that cross alone, crying out in such heartbreaking anguish, as though he were separated not just from us, but from God himself. I felt at the time I would never forget it, that the memory would haunt me for the rest of my days. And so it would have, unquestionably, were it not for what came after. It was all so unexpected. Suddenly, in the nightmare of my grief, a ray of sunshine, and then joy immersing me in light. One moment despair, then the stone rolled away. The tomb empty, the mysterious stranger appearing from nowhere, and that familiar voice speaking my name. One moment tears, and the next laughter. One moment death, and the next life. And now my heart dances with delight. I can scarcely take it in, though. Sometimes I have to pinch myself to make sure that it's not a dream. But no, it's true. He died, yet rose again. He was killed, yet conquered death. He lived and lives again. I really thought that life was over, not just for him, but for me. But I was wrong, wasn't I? For it wasn't over. It was only just beginning. And now, let's sing together hymn 404.
I am the Lord of the dancing.
continue our worship, this time in our offering. Your giving is never ending. You constantly pour out your gifts upon us. Lord, we want to be more like you. Help us to pour out our gifts for others. Receive these gifts of money today. May they be used to spread the good news of your love in places where we cannot be. Accept our gifts freely given for you and for the work of the church at home and abroad. Amen. The four F's of Easter. The first is forgiveness. Jesus' resurrection means that the impossible happened. Jesus dies on the cross because of the sins of the people. The relationship between God and his people was so broken that God had to do something huge to mend the gap between the way he wanted his people to live and the way they were living. And he did this first through forgiving them. One way the Bible describes how the people had wandered away from God was to say that they were slaves to sin. In your paper bag, which most of you got when you came in this morning, and I'm sorry we ran out. that maybe some of those that are sitting next to somebody that doesn't have a bag will maybe let them have a peek in yours instead. But one of the things that's in your bag, if you want to open it and have a look, is a small nail. That's a lovely sound. Bustle, bustle, bustle. That's brilliant. There's a few different things in there, but you're looking just a moment just for the small nail. And the small nail's a reminder that to us all that Jesus was nailed to the cross for us and for our sins. But the good news of Easter, of course, is that we are forgiven and that Jesus went to the cross so that we could be forgiven. The second F of Easter is friends. Jesus' resurrection meant that the impossible happened. And another seemingly impossible thing is that we, despite all the bad things we can do, are still friends with Jesus. So if you've emptied your little bag, you'll also find a little sticker in there with a happy, smiley face. And I invite you, if you want to put on your little sticker. I'll get mine out and I'll stick my little sticker on. Just to remind us all that we are actually all friends in this place, but we're also friends with Jesus. So anyway. Our third F of Easter is follow. Jesus' resurrection means that the impossible happened. And because of that, people all over the world put their trust in God. There are millions of people all over the world celebrating today. Isn't that just fantastic? And can I just say, it's fantastic to look out in an almost full church. People celebrating, all celebrating the risen Christ. One of Jesus' commands was that we should share his story and tell others about him, so that more people might follow him and live by his teaching. Being a follower of Jesus is exciting. And we learn so much about ourselves when we become a follower of Christ. And even better, the world becomes a better place when we follow his teaching. In your party bag, you should have found a party blower or a gazoo. You can take it out if you like and give it a wee test. Just test that it's working. Because you're going to... Oh, it's working. Okay, they're working. They're working. You're going to need them later on. Okay, so just needed to test that they were working. So I suppose that's another F, isn't it? Fun. Our final F of the four Fs of Easter is the fantastic hope that we have. Jesus' resurrection meant that the impossible happened. It means that death is not the end. It wasn't for Jesus and it isn't for us either. We have the promise of life beyond this life. A life with God with no more dying, suffering or death, pain. So also in your bag is a tiny little seed, a sunflower seed. Seeds look dead, don't they? Just a tiny little dried seed. But when you plant a seed in soil and you water it and you look after it, new life happens. And that's the hope of new life that we have. When we look at our cross today, festooned in daffodils, that there is life after this life. So here's a little challenge for you. The challenge is to take your seed home and at the appropriate time, I'm not a gardener, so I can't tell you when that is to plant your seed, to water it, to tend it, and to look after it. And if you're successful, and in the summer you end up with a beautiful sunflower, please take a photograph of it and let me see the photographs. Would you do that? And we can maybe on our Facebook page fill it up in the summertime with photos of sunflowers. And maybe a wee challenge for the Monday gang is maybe to maybe find a space outside the church just plant up there, sunflowers. I have some extra seeds if anybody would like some. Just have to ask. But wouldn't it be fantastic later on this year to know that something we planted, something we took home from church on Easter Sunday, takes on a whole new life. Now, you'll have found something else in your bag that I haven't mentioned yet. And that's a tiny wee Easter egg. That's for you to have on the way home. It's a wee treat. A wee treat. So there we have it. We have the four F's of Easter. We have forgiveness, friends, we follow Christ, and we have the fantastic hope that Easter offers us all. Now, does anybody here like cream eggs? If you like cream eggs, do you want to come out the front? Because I've got some. Who would like a cream egg? Would you like a cream egg? Now, we're going to have a little bit of a challenge with the cream egg in that what I would like to work out is the record for how quickly, how fast it takes to eat a cream egg. Is anybody up for that? Would you like to have a go at that? Right. Those of you who are willing to have a go at the challenge, come and stand here. Right, okay. Oh, right, we're all going for it. I think I've got enough. Right, now, don't open it yet, because we're going to do a bit of a ready, steady go. Okay, would you want one as well? There we go. There we go. I think I've got enough. Would Mummy like one as well? There we go. Right, I've got two left, and I'm thinking maybe two grown-ups might like to come and have a go. Anybody like a cream egg? Ian, come on down. Would anybody else like to have a go? Right, okay, go. One left. Anybody? Okay, I'll have it then. Right. You can have that one. Right. He's maybe a little small for a cream egg. Right, you have that one. Okay, right. All right. Wait a minute. 30 seconds. I think. Of it that fast. Right. Okay, I need somebody that's got a stopwatch or can time this. That seems like a job for somebody with a mobile phone. Excellent. Right, so I'm going to say ready, steady, go. You're then going to open your cream egg and you're then going to see just how fast you can eat your cream egg. Okay, and what we're trying to do is set a cult's record for this. Okay? Oh. Okay, right, you can have the real one then. You're not. Are you allergic to chocolate? Oh, there you go. So, all right. Right, are you ready? Are you ready? Ready, steady, go. Talk amongst yourselves. Gobble, gobble, gobble. I've got to. Right, put your hand up when you're finished, but we will be checking. Hand up when you're finished. Oh, right, let me see, let me check. Oh, it's all gone. Right, that was 37.85 seconds. Can somebody just take a note of that so I don't forget? Because we'll maybe have to do it again next year, just to check. And who's going to be second? Who's second? And we're almost there. Oh, are you second? Oh, no, we're still chewing. We're still chewing. Ian, have you still got in there? Uh-huh. Let's see who's going to say. Almost there. You're allowed to be second, that's okay. Are you there, Ian? You're struggling. Oh, yeah, Ian. Oh, well done to Ian for coming second. Right, thank you very much. Well, you probably don't want to eat this right now, but I do have a wee prize for the first adult and a wee prize for the first child. Congratulations. Give them all a round of applause again. Well done. Well done. Do you all want to go and take your seats again? Right, so it's 37.85 seconds. That's the current record. Oh, somebody's left their little bag. Who's left their bag behind? Did somebody leave their bag behind? Is that your one? There you go. You take it with you. Right, we're going to sing a little song that I'm actually going to teach you, and there's no backing music for this. But a few of us met for worship this morning at 7:30 and then had our breakfast, and I taught the little group that were there the song. So there's some of you here know this one already. So I'm going to teach it, and then we're going to have a little bit of fun with it. Oh, sorry. I'm cooking myself. So it's a little song, and it's not got very many words. I'll sing it through, and then I'll get you to kind of respond as the second time now. So it goes, Alleluia, 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 praise ye the Lord. Alleluia, 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 praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, Alleluia, praise ye the Lord. Alleluia, praise ye the Lord, Alleluia, praise ye the Lord. Oh, you're good. You're good. Right. So the little bit of fun we're going to have with this, we're going to have a little bit of a competition. There's a nice little aisle down the middle of the church that splits us nicely into two halves. So I want this half to do is to be singing the Alleluias, and this half you're going to go do the Praise Ye the Lords. Now that sounds fairly simple, except what I'd quite like you to do, if you're able, is to stand up when you sing your line. If you're not able, maybe stick your hands in the air. Okay? So this lot here, you're on the Alleluias, so you could be standing up ready. Do you want to stand up or stick your hands in the air if you don't want to stand? And then you lot over here, when it comes to the Praise Ye the Lord, you have to stand up. But when they're praising the Lord, you're sitting down. Okay? So we'll give it a trial. And then we'll go for a deal. So we'll start over here, and I'll sing both lines to help keep you right. So over here we're going to go, Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia.
Praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia.
Praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia.
Praise ye the Lord. Yourselves a round of applause. Fantastic. Right, now, this time we're going to sing it again, but you are on the Alleluias and you are on the Praise Ye the Lords. And we'll just see which side was paying attention. Brilliant. Which side was paying attention the most. Okay, so you maybe want to get yourselves ready on your feet. So you're on the Alleluias, and remember, praise ye the Lord. There's a little twisty bit in the middle when there's a temptation to sit down because you think you've sung your line. But just wait, wait, that's the clue. Okay, right, over here. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia.
Praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia.
come to God in prayer. Risen Lord, we thank you for the hope of Easter morning that resonates in song and word and laughter and shout, filling this place with good news for what was no longer is. Despair has become joy, fear has become courage, questions have become faith. While we enjoy the hopefulness of this day, we recognise that for many others the question, why are you weeping, is all too real and all too present. Too many of your beloved children, God of new life, live as though death has the last word, as though fear can trump compassion, as though violence is the source of true power. This day of all days is the day that laughs at those who thought using fear, violence, and death are the means to their own success. For those who find themselves trapped by the misguided decisions of others, for those who find themselves living on the streets, for those searching for meaningful employment, for those whose health in body or mind is poor, for those who struggle to raise their families, for those who know poverty, for those who know hunger, for those who know thirst, we pray and hope that hope will find a way to break through and bring change. May we never hold on to that which is dead, but rather reach out for that which brings life. For those who make decisions that impact on the lives of others, God of compassion, for national leaders, for local councillors, for heads of state, for business executives, for trade negotiators, for union leaders, we pray that they would work tirelessly to benefit society and not just themselves. Risen Lord, this is the day. This is the day that you rose again. That you rose again, may we be glad in it. This day and every day, hear our prayer. Amen. Now, I promised you earlier on that you'd be able to get your party blowers out and that you would need them. We're going to finish our service this morning singing that great old hymn, Thine Be the Glory. And if you feel so engaged with, or you want to just have a bit of fun with it, have a go during the chorus with your party blowers. Let's just raise the roof of the church as we sing together hymn 419, Thine Be the Glory.
Thank you.
The stone has been rolled away. Christ is risen. Love wins. With joy in our hearts, thanksgiving on our lips, and a spring of hope in our step, let us go and serve the risen Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest with you all today, tomorrow, and always.